Welcome. You are about to listen to an overview of how a UC lecturer can apply for unemployment. You can find a detailed prezi of this talk at UCLA's local website, which you can get by just Googling UCAFT Local 1990. My name is Carl Lasovsky. I am the president of this local.
And I am Lindsay Giuliano. I'm a member of the union and a lecturer at UCLA. So what is unemployment insurance? It's a joint federal-state program. It's administered through the Employment Development Department. Hereafter, we're going to just call it EDD. It helps with meeting core financial obligations, and you can reach it. You can go to the site by www.edd.ca.gov.
And it's important to take advantage of unemployment insurance if you need it. I mean, UCLA administration actually pays these insurance premiums. It's available so you can partake, and it helps you through times when there is less work available.
So who is eligible? Pre-continuing lecturers with any kind of appointment, even 100%.
Even 100%.
Who are residents of California, on or underemployed through no fault of their own. They have been laid off or whatever temporary assignment that they had ended. They are physically able to work and actively looking for work and yet still are underemployed.
So you're not eligible if you've quit your job or been fired for cause, if you're an independent contractor of some kind, or if you're a K-12 teacher. K-12 teachers are not like university lecturers, because university lecturers have no reasonable assurance of reemployment until they get a continuing contract.
Right, so this is pre-continuing lecturers who, for the most part, have to be rehired
every year. Or sometimes even by quarter, on a quarterly basis.
So why are UC lecturers with annual appointments eligible? The lecturers who have these yearly contracts. The reason is because it's not actually a contract, actually. I continue to use this word, and it's a teaching appointment.
Right.
It's a teaching assignment.
Yeah.
So part of this is you'll do 9 months of work, but be paid over 12 months. If for some reason your fall class or whenever your class might be doesn't materialize for any reason, you may have to return or forfeit that money back, which would be a bummer.
Yeah. But let's talk about eligibility. If you have questions about whether you're eligible, just apply anyway. No harm can come of applying. Mm. Just answer all the questions honestly and report all your wages. Let EDD assess whether you're eligible or not.
When should you apply? You cannot pre-apply. So the first day that you would be eligible would be after the last day of the quarter, but before the Saturday after the last day of the quarter. So again, you can't pre-apply. It has to be after the last day of the quarter, last day of service. You can look at your teaching assignment for this date, and again, by the Saturday after the last day of the quarter.
Right. Okay, so when you apply, EDD, the State Employment Development Department, contacts UCLA's academic personnel. EDD assesses your eligibility, and they'll make one of three decisions. One, you're approved, which is great. They may need to schedule an interview with you to collect more information. That's sort of like the maybe option. And it's possible that your claim is denied. Let them make that determination.
But assuming that your claim is approved, what will happen is they'll send you a customer account number. There will be 1 week of a waiting period during which time you will not be receiving benefits. You should be receiving, however, a debit card, an account with EDD, usually through Bank of America, that you can access online. During this time, you should be registering for CalJobs or with CalJobs, which is basically their employment, EDD's employment site, on which you will be certifying for benefits every 2 weeks.
Benefits are calculated based on the highest quarterly earnings you've had in the last 12 to 15 months. You get 26 weeks maximum of unemployment benefits. And the benefits can range anywhere from $40 a week to $450 a week.
So what happens when you return to work? You just stop certifying. You stop going to CalJobs. You stop, you know, filling out the form that you have to fill out.
Opening a claim. If you're going to open a claim, you're going to go to the state's website. Just Google E-Apply4UI. That's E, the letter E, apply, and then the numeral 4, UI, which stands for unemployment insurance. So Google E-Apply4UI, and you'll get to the state's of California's application for unemployment insurance. You'll fill out information on 9 screens, stuff like your Social Security number. You need to have a pay stub there, and you can get information, of course, at your service online from UCOP. Now, there's 9 slides. Number 4 is critical, because here's where you have to establish that you do not have a continuing contract and that you don't know for sure if and when you will have work again. So what you're saying there is that you are laid off or that there is a lack of work. And you will explain in your own words, in a little box there, that your job, your teaching job has ended. You do not have another appointment presently, or that your appointment is contingent in some fashion.
That contingency is important. Because even if you have a teaching assignment, it might still be contingent on something like enrollment or budget. The slide after that one, slide 5, is important. Here's where you will enter the first and last day of the quarter you taught as a period employment. You'll have to report gross, not net wages.
But on slide 5 at the very bottom is an important box in question 4B, and it must be truthfully answered no. And what you're saying there is that you do not have reasonable assurance of returning to work, because, of course, that is what your unemployment benefit is predicated upon. All the rest of the slides are pretty straightforward. So let's talk about certification. Lindsay?
So you'll be certifying bi-weekly. You'll be going to ca.gov, Employment Development Department's website, where you establish that you are ready and willing and able to work. Answer no to all of the questions except for number 3, which asks, did you look for work?
Of course, you want to make it clear that you are, in fact, looking for work. However, you might have to have an eligibility interview before certification. If so, you want to emphasize how you are laid off from your temporary teaching job, that you do not have reasonable assurance of reemployment, and that you're not on some kind of a break or a Christmas recess or whatever.
Stay patient and polite. Don't refer to your appointment letter as a contract. Do give EDD your cell phone number. Don't try to reschedule the interview. Do listen to questions carefully and take your time answering them.
If your claim is denied, it might be because EDD just doesn't understand that you do not have reasonable assurance of reemployment. You see, lecturers have won multiple cases of appeal, so we do know that appeal can work. Okay. So we've really enjoyed doing this podcast for you on UC Lecturers' ability to collect unemployment benefits. My name again is Carl Lasovsky. I'm the president of the local.
I'm Lindsay Giuliano, a member.
We direct you to the Prezi that is on the local website. Just Google UCAFT Local 1990, and you can find my email there also. So if you have any questions, you can email me. My name, Carl Lasovsky, that's KARLLISOVSKY@gmail.com, and I'd love to hear from you.